T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is WWJ All Local.
Gasoline prices are spiking, so could that play into the talks now going on to try to settle the General Motors strike? Here's WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert.
Yeah, it kind of plays into the debate here, Rob. GM has been making big profits. Workers say they deserve a share of that. But car makers have warned we're heading into uncertain times. Veteran analyst Rebecca Lindland of RebeccaDrives.com says this quick jump in gas prices is an example of that uncertainty.
Anything can happen at any time to disrupt a consumer's decision to purchase a new vehicle.
GM and UAW still talking. Those talks have been described as tense. Reporting live, I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
And WWJ's John Hewitt is at the Orion Assembly Plant, where UAW workers are picketing at this hour, and he joins us now with the very latest. John.
Picketing but not talking, Rob. About 2 to 3 dozen or so hourly workers at the various gates around the plants here walked up to talk to them, but they politely suggested we go talk to their union leadership, which we did. And as they brace for what could be a long strike, UAW Local 5960 Vice President Gerald Lang tells me these are the reasons why they needed the walkout.
They made $27.5 billion over the last 4 years since 2015. What have we gotten in return? The American worker, or General Motors specifically, UAW, has gotten 4 plant closures. You've gotten now more workers in China than the United States, and you've got 30% of their product is now made in Mexico.
And when it comes to product allocation here at Orion Assembly, they have had nearly 10 years of the Chevy Sonic production, but that is going away. They also build the Bolt EV here as well, but what the future holds as far as product, very much on the minds of those here. John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
It's going to be a big change for Ford employees. The company totally redoing its 66-year-old research and engineering campus in Dearborn. There's going to be more open space, new buildings, but Ford Land Director Jackie Shuck says it's about more than buildings.
This one is changing how we're working together through collaboration and interaction, right? So you're going to have now this woven fabric, as we announced today, where you're going to have different skill teams working together on a single product and delivering those programs.
That program is also expected to open up the campus with public areas that will have restaurants and shops. The bulk of the project expected to be finished by 2025. A Detroit strip club forced to shut down. WWJ's Stephanie Davis is there on the scene.
Hey, Rob, it's the Penthouse Club here on 8 Mile near Evergreen. A Wayne County judge has ordered the club to shut down for a year after investigators found evidence of ongoing prostitution. Carmen Myrick stays in the first house on the corner right across the street from the club.
I think it'll be a waste of the building to be empty, not knowing what's going to happen to that. But if they're under violation, then it's something that they have to do, but they never bother the outside of the neighborhoods or the streets or nothing. No, it's no trouble on the outside.
She describes them actually as good neighbors here on 8 Mile. City of Detroit police officers, Rob, are still here on the scene. These officers with the vice unit going in and out. I had one young lady come up thinking that the club was still open. She asked me, you know, what's going on. I did share with her that the club was being shut down, and she was surprised. It's Stephanie Davis, WWJ News Radio 950.
Some Michigan lawmakers considering spreading beet juice on the roads. State Senate passing a bill today that would allow MDOT to run a pilot program using a mixture of a liquid byproduct from sugar beet and salt. The bill now moves to the state house. Republican Senator Roger Victory of Ottawa County says it's less corrosive on roads, waterways, and farm fields than is rock salt.
This program would simply require MDOT to experiment with this process to see how it could potentially be used in the future to improve our winter road maintenance.
Farmington Hills and Frankenmuth currently use the Salty Sweet Road Mix. A Rochester Hills woman recovering after having pieces of her face bitten off by a former neighbor in her apartment overnight. Oakland County Undersheriff Mike McCabe says the attack happened at Lake Village apartment complex, where his deputies were sent after neighbors called after hearing a fight.
So she'd invited the suspect over for an evening drink. The last thing she remembers is going to bed and then waking up with the suspect over her, chewing on her face and threatening to kill her and strangling her.
Deputies say both women ended up half naked on the floor, covered in blood on the floor of the master bedroom. The suspect was arrested without incident.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.